I almost always back into parking spaces, especially if I can't find a pull-through spot or where the parking lot doesn't work for pull-through. And this has to do with when I started driving larger vehicles, the rear visibility is always more difficult on big vehicles. And I gave a lot of thought to this as to, you know, kind of contemplating, well, why do I, you know, what's the big deal? What's the difference, et cetera? You have to back in or back out one way or the other. You're backing up, right? But here's my thinking on this and why I think it's so important to almost never pull in head first, if possible, to a parking space. Now, there are some areas along streets where there's a sign that says head in angle parking only, and you're stuck with that. But we'll talk about how to deal with that. Of course, it's always easier to just pull in head first to any parking space, right? But here's the thing. Let's say you pull into head first into a parking space. There's a car on your right, a car on your left, and a car in front of you. And you just pull straight in to your space. Well, when it's time to pull out, you have to back out. Let's assume that you're backing out, that there's still a car in front of you. It's almost impossible to know what's coming in the lane of traffic in the parking lot from your right or your left. And that is, by definition, an unknown quantity. So you're pulled in head first and it's time to leave. And now it's time to back out into a parking lot with other traffic, with people walking, carts, children, etc. Now let's compare that to backing in to your parking space. You have much more control when backing into a finite space. In other words, the space you're pulling into doesn't have carts and kids and traffic. You've looked at the space, you know it's empty, and now you can back in. And now when it's time to leave, you're entering the parking lot head first. You can see everything. There are no unknown quantities anymore. So that's why I always back in. Now, when I can't find the room, or it doesn't make sense, or it's one of those angled lots where all the angles are opposed to each other, the angled spaces, so that if you were to back into that space, you would be pulling out against traffic. Sometimes I'll still do that if there's very little traffic in that lot, or I can drive a couple lanes over and find an area with very few cars. I'll still do that because I think that's even more important than being stuck going against traffic for a few spaces until I'm, you know, back on a main road or the road within the parking lot. And so then also another thing that I like to do is, let's say that it's just going to be difficult to back in for whatever reason. And sometimes even if it's not, I'll just pull a few rows away where I have three empty spaces on either side. And I can pull through into a space where when I leave, I'll be pulling out head first. I don't mind walking further if it means not having to back out into this world of carts and people and cars. Also, you're less likely to get dinged by a door or something like that if you're parked further away. So one way or another, I'm going to do my best to be able to pull out head first into the parking lot. So I know what you're thinking, but backing up is hard in my van. Well, that's all the more reason to get really good at it, right? And especially it's all the more reason to never back out of a narrow parking space where there's a car on your right and your left, and again, unknown quantities buzzing around in the lane of traffic that you're trying to pull into, or the lane of the parking lot. A couple of tips for making your van easier to back up. A backup camera, obviously. If you don't have one, even if you have a small van like I do, oftentimes my rear window is covered. You know, I've got stuff back there or whatever, my bed's folded up, something like that. A backup camera solves everything, especially the kind where the screen clips onto your rearview mirror, and even if not, the playhead that you have or whatever. A backup camera, it just changes everything. It makes it really wonderful. But even with the backup camera, I still back into parking spaces, not into the lane of traffic in a parking lot. Okay, so another tip, better mirrors. There's every imaginable configuration of mirrors, fish eyes, whatever it takes to make sure that you've got really great visibility on both your right and your left, so that when you do have to back up, you can do that easily. Now, obviously, you don't want to go crazy and make massive side view mirrors that are going to get knocked off or get in the way when it comes to parking, or people walking between cars can't pass between the cars because of your mirrors, that kind of thing. But that's what the fisheye is for, and just having proper adjustment on your mirrors. Another option is use a spotter. If you've got a partner you ride with, or a relatively mature kid that you can teach how to spot for you, that's a great way to do it. It takes the guesswork out, and you can teach them how to show you how far you are away from something, and that's by holding their hands apart, palms facing together. Hold their hands apart when you get within 4 feet of something. They've got their hands showing that distance, and as you come closer, they move their hands closer, and then when you're down to 6 inches, their hands are 6 inches apart, and then they clap like that, and now you know not to go back anymore, because that 6 to 12 inches is plenty close enough to the car bumper or whatever, the tree or the sign or whatever is behind you. So that's a good thing to teach a kid or to agree on with your riding partner. Here's kind of the final tip for backing up. If you're really stuck and you don't have someone with you and you're not sure what's going on, put the vehicle in park, set the parking brake, get out, and look at how much room you have, walk around, get back in. And now you're better informed. You're not taking any guesses. You know, there are no, children playing under your tires or whatever it may be. That's a horrible thing, to run over a pet or a person or a bicycle or whatever, So be 100% sure before you back. And I guess, backing into campsites and around your property and all that stuff, that's a topic for another time, and we can talk about that more later. This is mostly about that whole grocery store, mall parking situation. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vantsage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Running down to the station. Kiss the fast mail train I see.